The Hammer and Nigel Show, 93 WIBC.
Joining us now on the Old National Bank Newsmaker Hotline, Fayyit Moudini is a professor of international studies at Butler University. He joins us now. How are you, Professor?
Hello. How are you doing this day?
Good, Professor. I want to get your thoughts about the real relationship between North Korea and China and what's going on there between those two. But first, generally speaking, how concerned are you and how worried should Americans be that an all-out war involving nuclear weapons with North Korea will break out?
Well, that's an important question. Anytime there's escalation, that should always be a concern for anybody, not only Americans, but everyone around the world.
Yeah.
I would say that nuclear weapons themselves are a problem. That's always something. Anytime a state has them, there always is that potential. Now, having said that, I'm always hopeful that through diplomacy, through international actors, the UN, the U.S., we'll talk about China, through these actors, we can stabilize a situation that could, unfortunately, at times escalate. So there's always a threat. That's always a concern. But I'm obviously hopeful that we can come to some sort of diplomatic agreement well before a problem arises.
Professor, how will North Korea interpret what Donald Trump said yesterday, like his fire and fury comments? I think most people, at least I understand that the president sometimes speaks extemporaneously, kind of off the top of his head, and not always means exactly what he says. But I have a feeling North Korean regime doesn't see that distinction.
No, and that's exactly right. I really believe those sorts of statements are some of the most troubling that you could make with regards to a regime like North Korea. We're not saying that North Korea isn't a danger, isn't a problem. Of course they are. But in order to understand why I say that, we have to understand what they're trying to think. For North Korea, the argument that the leadership of Kim Jong-un makes to his public is exactly that. We're not the danger, they say. The reason we have nuclear weapons is because we're threatened by the Americans. We're threatened by the South Koreans. So he's just going to use this as proof of, well, see, we told you so. It's bad enough he makes up his own propaganda, but to give him further fodder is even more troubling. So it plays right into what he's arguing. His argument has been, his father's argument for decades, their arguments have been, we are the ones that feel threatened by the U.S., by South Korea. Look at the aggressive actions. And a statement like that only makes them believe that they're right.
Chatting with Professor Fayyit Moudini of Butler University's Department of International Studies. He's on the Old National Bank Newsmaker Hotline here on the Hammer and Nigel Show. Professor, Jason Hammer here. And you mentioned a little bit earlier about the U.N. and how important they are in this role. Coming off this 15-0 vote in the UN with the sanctions in North Korea, what can the United States and honestly the rest of the world expect from China if things continue to escalate?
Yeah, Jason, that's a great question as well. I believe that China is the key actor in trying to defuse the North Korean situation. So China historically has been the closest trading partner to North Korea. And up until recently, they have been hesitant to challenge North Korea at the same level that the U.S., that Great Britain, and others have had at the United Nations. But as of late, China has been willing to make that vote on the side of everyone else on the United Nations Security Council. And that's important because China is the one that is North Korea's largest trading partner at about 15% for North Korea. And so that's imperative. I really do believe that China will need to give more pressure on North Korea, maybe not openly. This might have to be secret diplomacy, but put more pressure on North Korea to withdraw from their weapons program. Now, China itself, we have to keep in mind, has its own interests. On the one hand, China, I don't believe, wants to see a nuclear North Korea. But at the same time, China has other interests for making sure that North Korea might be loud enough. And what I mean by that is this. If North Korea gets in a conflict with the U.S., there's going to be massive problems on the peninsula. Refugees, many of them are going to go to China. That's something they don't want to deal with. The second thing is that China itself uses North Korea to keep the U.S. at bay enough. North Korea is enough of a threat for the U.S. to to ensure that they don't try to dominate the whole region. Because if North Korea were hypothetically to fall, China believes that South Korea could take it over. That gives the U.S. a greater foothold in Asia, and they don't want that to happen as well. So China has, in history, played it both ways, but I believe they are starting to push towards the U.S. because of the rising threat that North Korea has with its nuclear capabilities.
Chatting with Professor Fayette Moudini of Butler University's Department of International Studies. Professor, I guess the million-dollar question becomes now, is there a realistic situation, realistic scenario where China and the United States could become hostile toward each other?
While theoretically any situation can go awry, I do believe that the two states have enough in common economically, enough in common to stabilize the region, that that's not a concern anytime soon in particular. Now, some argue it could be many years down the road, but I think as long as the U.S. and China recognize the rising power of China, the continued power of the U.S., I do believe it's possible for the two to be able to figure out their challenges, work out their problems, particularly from an economic perspective. North Korea, I don't believe, will be that issue that will push the U.S. and China completely opposed to one another. I don't believe that will happen.
Professor, this has been fascinating. I really appreciate your call, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you.
Bye now.
That was Fayette Moudini, professor of international studies at Butler University, on the Old National Bank Newsmaker Hotline.